Treasury Department presents Guest Star with Harry Sosnick and the Defense Bonds Orchestra, yours truly, John Conte, and starring Ida Lupino. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is John Conte, your host for Guest Star, a transcribed feature for Defense Bonds presented by this station as a public service. There's a convenient way for you to save regularly with Defense Bonds. Sign up for automatic, systematic saving on the payroll savings plan where you work or the bond a month plan where you bank. Let your savings earn good interest in Defense Bonds, the thrift program for all America. In a moment, our star. But now let's listen as Harry Sosnick leads the Defense Bonds Orchestra in his own special arrangement of Jerome Kern's They Didn't Believe Me. Friends, a great star of motion pictures, lovely Miss Ida Lupino, appearing in a suspense-packed episode entitled Fear. For the performance of Ida Lupino, we take you to Hollywood and our narrator, Ned Lefebvre.
Why does he stand there in the middle of the night, watching my window? Bill.
Hmm?
Bill, wake up.
What?
Get up, Bill. I can't stand this any longer.
What is it, Bill?
He's down there again, standing by the streetlight. Come over to the window, please. Quick.
All right. There won't be anybody down there, Helen. It'll be just like the other time.
But he is down there, I tell you.
Okay, honey, okay. Now, look, you see, there's nobody there.
But he was down there, Bill. Please believe me. I'm telling you the truth.
Ah, swell dinner, honey. Sorry I can't help you with the dishes. Got to work at the office again tonight.
All right, go on. Leave me all alone. You don't get paid extra for doing Frank's work.
I know, honey, but Frank would do my work if I was sick. And I'll only be... Never mind.
Oh, I'm sorry, Bill. I shouldn't have said that.
I thought moving here, living close to people, would help you, Helen.
It hasn't helped. Because he's still following me.
Oh, now, honey, look.
You don't believe me. The doctor doesn't believe me. Nobody does. I'm afraid to go to the store alone. I'm afraid to go out of this apartment. All of you think I'm losing my mind.
No, honey, not you. You're the daughter of Judge Irving Gates, the most brilliant jurist who ever sat on a bench. Think of how he'd feel if he saw you let go like this.
Yes, sir, you're right, you're right.
Oh, darling. Darling, look. Let's go with Frank and Alice up to the lake next week, huh? Some fishing would be good for both of us. No, that's Alice now. Come on in.
Hi.
Hello, Alice. Bill's just leaving. How's Frank?
Oh, a lot better. He's going to the office in the morning. I'll stay here with you while Bill works.
Did you put Johnny to bed?
Yes, and I hope the little dynamo sleeps.
No, it was swell of you to come over, Alice.
Scram, Bill, and let us women folks talk.
Okay. So long, honey. I'll be back in no time.
Goodbye, Bill.
Helen, I bought the cutest red hat today. I thought it would dress up my old blue suit. You know the one I bought 3 years ago? Helen, you haven't heard a word I said.
Huh? Oh, I'm sorry, Alice. I guess my nerves are all shot to pieces.
Bill says your trouble started just a little while after your father died.
Yes, I know. They think that the shock of my father's death has done something to my mind. But that isn't true, Alice.
No. No, I don't think so either.
Yes, you do. You're too polite to say so.
Aren't you going to answer the phone?
There won't be anyone there. Hello? 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 This happens several times a day. Bill won't believe me when I tell him. It's that man, Alice. He follows me everywhere. To the movies, when I'm shopping, everywhere. But nobody else has seen him, and nobody believes me.
Why didn't you go to the police?
I went to the police. They suggested I take a vacation. In other words, lady, we think you're a little nuts.
Well, Helen, after all, it does sound...
Alice, you answer at this time.
Hello? Oh, yes, it's Frank. Well, what's he crying about? He was all right when I put him to bed. Oh, all right. I'll run over in a minute. Bye. Oh, Johnny's hollering his head off. He's got a tummy ache. Lock the door after me, honey.
I'll be back in 10 to 15 minutes. Yes, hurry back, Alice, please. She said 15 minutes. It's been longer than that. Got to get hold of myself. Can't think anymore. I'm afraid to go to sleep. Maybe the doctor is right. I should go to a rest home. I've got to see if he's outside. No. No, he's not there. Maybe he has gone away. No, that'd be too good to be true. Oh, thank goodness. Alice! Alice!
Now I have you alone.
You. I'm glad you're here. Glad. I can't stand this nightmare any longer. No matter what happens to me, this will end it.
Yes, this will end it.
They said I was losing my mind because no one saw you but me. Now I know you're real. You are real, aren't you?
You'll never, never know.
Well, I'll know this gun is real. They made me take out a permit for it. If you're not real...
No.
Helen! Helen!
Bill! Bill, hurry!
What's happened?
Oh, good Lord.
He came to the door. The man that's been following me. I thought he was real. I shot at him. He's not really lying there, is he?
Sure he is. That's Red Barkley, a killer your father sent to prison 10 years ago. He's real, all right.
You're just saying that, Bill, to make me feel...
No, I'm not. I'm not. Really, I'm not.
Oh. Oh, Bill. Bill. Bill.
Some way. And some performance, Ida Lupino.
Thanks, Ned.
But you know, the trouble with a play is that it's just a play.
How do you mean?
Well, I mean, no matter what happens in a play, everything turns out all right in the end.
I get it. The trouble is that real life isn't like that.
Exactly. We have to look ahead and plan for the future.
And the good way to do that is...
Through the regular purchase of United States Defense.
I knew we'd get her out of that.
But it's true. Regular saving is the best way I know to make sure that your future will be financially secure. And there's no better way to save than through defense funds.
That's right. And the surest way to save money is to do it regularly every month. And the easiest way to do that is through one of the simple automatic plans for buying defense bonds. The payroll savings plan where you work, or the bond a month plan where you bank.
Right, Ned. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, that either way you'll be putting your savings into one of the world's finest investments, United States Defense Funds.
Right, Ida Lupino, and thanks for being with us.
Back in New York, Harry Sosnick and the Defense Bonds Orchestra ring down the curtain with a special Sosnick arrangement of Deep Night. Last quarter hour, you've been listening to Guest Star, a transcribed feature for Defense Bonds presented by this station every week as a public service. May I express our thanks to Miss Ida Lupino for a fine performance, and to the members of her supporting cast, Gerald Moore and Virginia Gregg, and to her director, Louis Graff. Next week, we'll have another favorite star and more fine music by Harry Sosnick and the Defense Bonds Orchestra, so we hope you'll be listening. Meanwhile, this is John Conte saying so long, and reminding you that United States Defense Bonds offer you a perfect thrift program. Sign up for Defense Bonds on the payroll savings plan where you work, or the bond a month plan where you bank.